What country is this car from?
It no longer exists, but take her for a test drive, and you'll agree. Zagreb zloty gnev.
Hello and welcome to Put It in H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the heck are you?
I am very well, Terry, very well. And how are you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it.
You know what? Hold on. I need to get my wallet.
What?
One second. It's for a bit.
Now. Where is it?
It's a loud thud. You got a wad of 50s in there?
No, I have a bone to pick with you after last week.
Shit. What's this? Why is it on paper?
I wrote it down last night because...
Ever since I'm a giant hand.
So, you said to me on our last main episode that Amazon Prime is shite. There's no good movies on it.
And
right?
I stand by that.
Here's a list.
Okay.
I went through the app last night.
Oh, and wrote okay.
Heat.
What is that?
Heat?
Yeah.
Robert De Niro.
Al Pacino.
Yeah, Al Pacino, Robert De Niro.
I haven't seen it.
Cops and Robbers.
Good, is it?
Amazing.
Amazing. Oh, yeah. Well, let me write this down, actually.
How long? You're coming up over 2.5 hours.
Okay, well, I'm going to just scratch what I wrote.
It's definitely worth it. Inside Llewyn Davis.
Just no.
Why?
I don't know what it is. But
it's folk singer set in the village in 1960s.
Okay, well, you're saying all the right things.
Yeah, Oscar Isaac sings all the songs.
I don't know who that is.
You know who he is. He's actually on our playlist.
Oscar Isaac, I don't know, but it sounds good.
It's by the Coen Brothers. Very fun. Probably okay, my favorite.
Even still.
Oh, my God. Man on Fire.
Yeah, that's good.
Gladiator.
Not a hope.
Come on.
Never watch that again. Ever.
Big Lebowski.
Yeah, great.
The Town.
Yeah, that was good, yeah.
Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Yeah.
The Negotiator.
Yeah, I mean...
That's an awesome movie, man.
That never belongs in such high company.
L.A. But. Confidential.
Yeah, okay. I think
Zodiac.
Less so.
The King of Comedy.
I'd like to see that.
It's there.
I haven't seen it, but...
The Post.
Not that bullshit Kevin Costner movie.
That's The Postman. The Post is Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks are almost the male and female equivalents of each other.
100%. And that's why it's such great casting.
Okay.
What We Do in the Shadows.
I watched it before and I did like it.
Yeah.
Despite the accents.
Logan Lucky.
Never heard of it.
Okay.
Logan Lucky.
Yeah, it's good.
I mean, on the title alone.
Snowpiercer. We talked about it last episode. The Hurt Locker.
Didn't like it.
Won the Academy Award, mate. It's fucking
exactly.
brilliant.
Exactly.
And two notable mentions. One, The Man Who Knew Too Little.
I think I've seen that.
That's awesome.
Bill Murray?
Yeah, I like that. And Peter Gallagher with his giant eyebrows.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of, I have a picture to show you. Anyway. Lastly, but not least, Big Mama's House 1 and 2.
You can't tell
me that's not a load of quality right there.
I like the fact that Big Mama's House got the best reaction.
Oh, yeah.
LA Confidential, nah. Yeah. I mean, it's good, but I'm sure if you, like, I'm not going to sit down and be like, oh, I'd love to watch Zodiac.
Why not?
Because, like.
It's fucking deadly, like.
Yeah, is it, though?
Yeah.
That's Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bug-eyed freak.
Oh.
Sideshow clown.
Anyway, and one other bit of housekeeping. I'm not even going to let you talk. I'm just going to keep going.
That's it. Yeah, fire it up.
Omar, thank you so much for your question last episode.
Yes.
And I came away from the episode thinking I let you down by not having a proper answer for you.
I was thinking the same thing, too.
And I went home and I said it to my wife. Hello, Faye and Bonnie.
Hello, family.
Yes, family. And her answer was, you use too many. There is too many.
Just all the time.
Yeah. So then by happenstance, we were out in the shop and she was like, what do you think of these oranges or whatever? I was like, you want my advice? I think you should buy those oranges. So there you go. There's a quote I use in everyday life.
It really has gotten to the stage where it's just like, it's just part of my vocabulary.
Absolutely.
And yours too. Like, it's not like, you like, I don't even notice I'm doing a Simpsons thing. Like, it's just how I say that.
So, yeah, and then it's like, when I get the blank stare, I'm like, it's from The Simpsons. That's when I have to elaborate. Like, as if she's on the same wavelength as me.
Well, Terry.
Yes.
That leads us nicely into this week, because we got some questions.
Oh!
On Twitter. I put it to our Twitter fam. And what's I spell that fans? With an M. Because I view us all as one big family.
Yeah. Don't know if I'm there with you, mate.
We're the husband
what
and...
What are you drinking?
Right, now this, Terry.
This is a Transformer can.
It's called Rein. Oh. R-E-I-G-N. Total Body Fuel. Oh. Lemon HDZ. It's got BCAA aminos.
Oh, my God. Get yourself tested after drinking
this. It's
got
200 milligrams of natural caffeine.
It looks like a Transformer. It looks like Optimus Prime.
It does. Increased concentration. Reduced fatigue. So you could do well with having a sip.
Give it a shot.
B vitamins. Branched chain amino. Zero sugar.
Mm.
Now, even though it's 500 mil can, it feels like it's about 2 kilos. So
it looks straight up like a tall boy, 40 ounce. Like,
well, I mean, taste it.
Where is it from?
It no longer exists.
Oh God!
Hey,
try it and you'll see. yeah, I mean, actually, it's quite tasteless.
Yeah, it kind of is, yeah, right?
For what I, you know, it looks so dangerous.
Speaking of, you know that Put It In H meme that I put out? Did nothing.
Yeah.
Reddit, it's got about 1,000 upvotes.
Yeah, whatever Simpson, that means.
See, Reddit has like this whole thing of Simpsons shit posting, and it's all that sort of stuff where they sort of mix two popular scenes together and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, that was the whole
thing. Are you tagging the podcast in this?
I did. I set up a whole podcast account.
Yeah, good
I have
man.
The link to our episodes in our bio.
You're out there, Reddit.
I'm doing it. So, we got a question from our old pal, Timothy Burleson, on Twitter. He said, were any of you into skateboarding as kids? He said he can picture us tearing
Hard
it up rural
pass.
Ireland. Well, I myself did dabble in a bit of skateboarding.
I can't imagine you.
Of course you can.
No,
of course you can.
No,
long hair blowing in the breeze. I wasn't tearing it up rural Ireland, but I was tearing it up my urban gated community. I never even was able to ollie, which I assume that's just getting the board off the ground.
Right, okay, yeah.
I was able to do what they call a pop shove it, where you flip the front and the back around, you jump up, flip it, and then...
Oh!
Yeah, so that was something.
Yeah.
I was more into the skater lifestyle, to be honest. Yeah. I didn't want to put in the work to learn how to actually do it.
Poser.
I was a poser in that regard.
Were you a rollerblader?
Oh, yeah, oh, big time. FX3s were my jam.
Never was a rollerblader.
Arena.
I was the guy with the bike. Hop on, kids. We're going to St. Dan's.
Were you into yo-yos when that craze came around?
Yeah.
Were you...
Yo.
No.
This podcast is cancelled.
No. Were you into... Wasn't there another one? Another fan?
We wrote a whole... Well, we say a spec script. But when we were writing our imaginary sitcom about our work in Centra...
Centra of attention?
Yeah, one of the episodes we wrote was about our boss, Ronan, leaving us the keys to his expensive car for the weekend. And we totaled it. And then there was an Opal Fruits yo-yo competition. And the whole thing was that I was supposed to be the champion that wouldn't come out of retirement because he caused some giant accident with his yo-yo.
I can't go back out there.
It's like, no, sure, once. And then when
Terry,
they...
we need you.
And then it's like, they get me back and it's like, I've completely forgotten how to do it. It's like, oh...
You can't even walk the dog.
Terry, come on, we need this.
Now, we also...
still ripe for, you know, development.
I was just thinking, I'd love to do something like that and just read out the
RTE,
cards.
If you're listening.
If you're listening, almost certainly not, but if you're listening.
Somebody tag RTE in this.
Yeah. So we got another message from our old pal Gary Kane, or Garoid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the Irish is. Quickfire round, parent-child edition. Now, I don't know if he's saying who would kick whose ass. right. Or what? Because it's just like something or something.
Right? Okay.
So I think we should just do it as who would kick whose ass. I don't know.
Like, would the parent kick the child's ass?
I guess.
Or the... Okay.
So the first one is Milhouse or Kirk Van Outen.
I don't know. I don't think either of them would kick each... No, this isn't working. Maybe we should use them as a pair. Already it's not working for me.
Okay, I'll move on to the next one. Yeah. All right. This bit's falling flat. Rod and Todd or Ned Flanders?
I guess Ned would kick their ass. I mean, yeah. Like, he's ripped, like, isn't he?
Yeah, he would. Yeah. He
You're doing this wrong.
I'm reading it. What else can I do?
Give me a list of names.
Helen or Jessica Lovejoy? Clearly Jessica Lovejoy, which she'd have her head on a spike.
Yeah, okay.
Clancy or Ralph?
Clancy? You know what? Well, give me the list and then we'll do a battle royal of parent of the teams.
Okay. The tag team of Milhouse and Kirk Van Outen.
Yeah, okay.
Rod / Todd and Ned Flanders.
Okay, yeah.
The Holy Rollers. Helen or Jessica Lovejoy.
Okay.
Also the Holy Rollers. Clancy and Ralph Wiggum. Mm-hmm. Lisa and Marge. And Homer and Bang Bang Bart.
If I'm to pick one that's going to win out of all those...
I'd say Homer and Bang Bang
Bart. Yeah, I think so. They definitely get the edge. If you're picking my favorite for laughs... My favorite combo there. It's got to be Milhouse and Kirk. Yeah. It's such a sad
They'd
sack.
Be there.
I actually think, as I've gotten older, Kirk is such the best. Yeah. He's so good.
You're letting me go?
That whole episode is like, this is how it kind of crystallizes how good the show was. Where you could give him like a major story arc. And him works. And his wife, like driving force of the episode. So
brilliant.
Even like in one of the newer ones, it was like, we've got a statue in the town square for deadbeat dads, and it's just like a bronze statue of somebody.
Oh, the pockets out.
He's like, I just don't have it. He's like, just a statue? This stupid country. And they walked off. I'm like, yes.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, listen, before we get into things into the Simpsons episode. Related, can I fill you in?
Yeah.
On my life.
Sure.
Briefly, the bullet point.
Yeah.
You may or may not remember... I had a driving test.
Oh,
on
yes.
Friday. Now, it has been a very eventful week leading up to the driving test, right? So.
I love these little driving stories.
This one's the worst one yet.
Buckle up, folks.
First, as you may know, I have paid for and
not gone on two.
No, I didn't go on one. So the first one I had a driving test, got the date wrong. So that's £80. Fine. Yeah. Next two I failed, fair dues. Second one was a con, but fine. £80 and £80. So I'm already down, what 240 quid.
Again, how did you fail that? The right way?
No, I thought I failed beforehand, but then I was boning up for this one. You can't fail. You can only get one grade two if you don't get it. Anyway.
Speaking Egyptian to me.
So then this was the fourth one. So then I was like, okay, grand. So that's another £80. So I'm down 320 quid now and no license, right? Then I was like...
Just give me it, I'm paying
it. I know. Then I was like, okay, it was tested on Friday. I was like, I kept meaning all week. I was like, just want to make sure all my certs and my discs and all are in date. So I checked... it expired in November.
Like,
oh no, yeah. November, like, not even December. It's like, what the fuck? And it takes like 5 days to order online. So I had to go down on my lunch break to Bray, go into the office, 72 quid because I was in arrears. So that's another one. So we're up to 400 quid now.
Mm-hmm.
In arrears.
Oh god.
Got me discs, like, fine. I had to put my car in for a service because the service light was on, like, Geo service, and you couldn't get it off. I didn't know if that had failed me. 300 quid.
All right.
So I'm down, what, 700 quid now?
You could have a nice little sea break for that much money.
Yeah. And got the service done or whatever, so that was fine, you know. And then that was on the Wednesday. Had the test on the Friday. And, like, all week... The thing about it, because, like, I didn't tell that many people that I was doing it, you know? But I was like, all week I was sort of battling with it. I was thinking about it. I didn't get a pre-test this time. I was like, I'm just going to practice. And I did. I practiced way more than I did the other times. I was out for 2 hours beforehand practicing, and you're constantly battling this inner dialogue of like, oh, don't fail a third time, don't fail. No, you've got this, you've got this. No, be con- you know, all this sort of stuff.
Three divorces. Yeah.
So, so I'm back and forth like this. Anyway, I go in, I ace the first bit, and then we he takes me out to the
it's like, car. You really got the written exam down. It's like C, D, B, A, F.
I know. And then he's like, okay, can you just step on the brake pedal? I first of all, he said, like, where would you put your oil and all this sort of stuff? That. He's like, and then I did the brakes, like, you know, your brake lights are out. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, the brake lights are out. I was like, hold on. It's like, so I got him to get in the car and press on the brake. It's like, I'm looking. I was like, I got a serviced on Wednesday. And I was like, hold on, let me just turn the car off and turn it back on again. So I turned it on and off. Nothing happened. And I was like,
it's not a computer. Like,
I was like, can I just bang it? That's what I said to him. He's like, well, you can, but then you know, it might go off again and all this sort of stuff. I was like, right. He's like, so obviously we can't take the car out. Oh. Like this. I was like, oh, right. So I have to. So essentially, I couldn't do it after all that, and I'm fucking sick of Wicklow Town. I'm sick of this place. I could do this test in my sleep.
Another 80 quid?
Yeah, another 80 quid. He's like, now, if you just apply again, it's a fucking con.
Fuck you.
If you just apply again and then call this number and give them your application number, they're very good at sort of speeding you up or whatever. I was like,
another 80 quid.
Down 800 quid on this fucking.
How many tests is that for you? Eight tests?
8 tests for you. So that was very stressful. My God. I don't mind. You will have your license before
me. I will not. I'm dragging it out for as long as. Anyway.
Yes.
Cars, huh?
Fucking. That's what I was. I literally said on the way home out loud to myself in the car, I hate cars. Like, that's where my mind was.
This is where I don't want to be. Like, you know, this.
It's like, I hate driving. I hate Wicklow. Fuck this. Fuck. And I was losing the plot. Anyway.
Pissing into the wind,
essentially. Yes,
yeah. Yes, I was. You know,
what's been going on with you, Terry?
Not much. I have not been up too much. Just being
baby stuff,
fatherhood, all that good stuff. You know, really, really enjoying it.
It's
great fun. Although, look, I'll be honest. I haven't been watching a lot of stuff. If anything, I've been rewatching stuff. Like,
now you're talking my language.
I got to see Avengers Endgame with Faye this time.
Oh, and so she saw it.
She saw it. She really enjoyed it,
despite my faux pas.
Yeah, but because your faux pas happens and then there's like another 20 minutes or, you know, there's a coda.
It's not the final.
And then I might be embarrassing her there, but there was tears in her eyes at the last scene. And I don't mind saying.
How embarrassing.
Tears in my eyes in certain parts of that film as well. The opening scene, there's tears in my eyes.
Opening scene?
Yeah. But I have to say, I was thinking about it. It is a once-in-a-lifetime film in that
it takes a lifetime to finish it.
I can't wait to watch it with you. I think, actually, if you got into it, you'd really enjoy it.
I probably
it.
Would.
Yeah. Like, but it's like the, you know, culmination of 23 movies all together. And right. It's like they have everybody from those movies that's still alive or whatever in it. And I was thinking to myself when I was watching, I was like, fuck them, like, how they pulled this off ridiculously well. And like, the movie doesn't seem bloated or anything like that. It skips along.
Yeah.
You kind of.
Good pacing.
Yeah, good pace. It's 3 hours, but you don't notice it being 3 hours. And like.
Fucking balls on these.
No, because it needed to be 3 hours, I think, because you got to let. There's so many characters in it, and you're wrapping stuff up. You got to let them breathe.
Chocolate on myself. Would you not have rather a two-parter?
Well, it's the second part. The first part is Infinity War, which is 2.5 hours, and then
So it's a 5.5 hour story.
No, because basically Infinity War happens, and then there's a movie in between, and then Endgame happens.
Right.
Maybe there's two movies in between, Infinity War and Endgame. Right. Anyway,
yeah,
it's a sequel to, like, say that Infinity War is Avengers Part 3, Endgame is, but it picks up pretty much straight after it.
Right.
Anyway. It's fucking
damn
great.
Good.
It's still fucking good, man. Mm. It's still, and like, everybody's fucking awesome in it. I gotta say.
Really?
I came out, I was like, man, that's a good way to spend 3 hours.
Would it be one of your top movies in the last 5 years?
I tell you what.
Would it be in your top five in the last 5 years?
It's one of my top cinema going experiences.
Ooh.
Like, really, like, because I There's so many bits, and it kind of brought me back to being like a child when I was in the cinema. When you're like
proper, yeah,
like, you know, like you're pumping the fist or whatever like that. Like,
I like that.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
Very pure.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's what movies
it's
are
proper
for.
Like movie going yeah, stuff. Like, really, and even when you're at home, I was like, oh man, this bit's coming. I fucking this is awesome. Like getting excited again, and like. For somebody like I've kind of dragged Faye along, even though she has been enjoying them.
Yeah,
like, I've been the instigator. So when there's certain bits in it where I'm like,
you're
trying not to be like, you know, like,
what do you think of that?
Yeah, but like to hear her go like, whoa, or like something like that. Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm hooking her in.
And like it was one of my, I think last year was actually a really good year for film,
mm-hmm.
but there was so much. High profile.
Was this last year?
This was last year.
Yeah, yeah.
And like that was the biggest blockbuster one. I think they did it right. They did it perfect.
Yeah.
There's so much high profile stuff that I didn't enjoy. It was more the indie kind of things.
Yeah.
Because looking at the Oscar nominations that dropped.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I think this is the year that I'm just like, okay, time to grow up. Like, you know.
What do you mean?
You did it. You broke me. Like, I don't care anymore. Fucking 11 nominations for the Joker. Kiss my ass is what I say
to
you.
Kiss my crippled ass. God is listening. Sack of shit.
I just, like, the most nominations for that fucking movie is... I know
so essentially the Academy have been swayed by pop culture.
I don't know, like you talk about, like
it would be nice to see
it's like it's not a good movie. It for me it's ostensibly it's not a good movie.
Brilliant.
And like it is,
love it,
like
it's both
it's,
barrels
it's pointless. It was a pointless film to make. The fact that that is up, like he's up for best actor, great. You kind of knew he would.
He was always going to be.
You
kind of
knew, but like he's been better. He's better in The Master. He's better in your favorite.
That one.
You Were Never Really Here.
Yeah.
But like this, I actually think he's kind of overacting in this, and it kind of sucks, really.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at people that didn't get nominated. I'm looking at fucking Sandler, who hasn't been nominated for Uncut Gems, and he's fucking phenomenal.
I've seen him tweet about it that he is, you know, he didn't make it or whatever.
He won a bunch of like Critics Circle Awards, and then it's like the Oscars, and then. I don't know, like, I was looking at the supporting roles of, like, the people who were... And, yeah, Pacino...
But the thing is, can I ask you about Adam Sandler? Do you think...
it's because he's Adam Sandler that they didn't nominate him.
Like yeah, that. But that's what I'm saying, like, do you think because he's so, like, the idea of Adam Sandler winning Best Actor or whatever, you'd be like, in principle, that's funny, right? You know, because it's like Adam Sandler, you know? But then, do you think it's because he's so not... He doesn't do those roles often that when he does, it's like, oh wow, he can actually act.
He's a classically trained actor. Like he is.
Right.
And like it kind of sucks because you see how good he can be. And like I'm a fucking huge Mark fan. I watched Happy Gilmore last Friday or something. I was looking for something and I put it on and man, again, I fucking love that.
Brilliant. Yes.
He's great in it. The whole movie fucking clicks.
It's perfect.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
But, like, what bums me out is, like, he was making good comedies and he was making good kind of dramatic stuff as well. And now he's just making movies to hang out with his mates.
Yeah,
fair enough. Like,
he's a billionaire, whatever.
And, like, but when he goes and he's like, okay, I'm going to go make a serious movie. And then people are like, oh, we don't care.
Yeah.
Like now, in fairness, it's an indie studio, and this movie is their highest grossing movie ever.
Yeah.
But like, the fact that it's just like, yeah, you know, Adam Sandler, like fucking, I haven't seen the movie. I'm not gonna watch it. One of the lads from the Two Popes is nominated.
Like, you know what? I have to admit,
I'm sure it's good acting or whatever.
I'm sure it is. I mean, I'm never gonna watch it. I seen it on Netflix. There, it put me right off it. And this is just the truth. When I seen Ricky Gervais's Golden Globes monologue where he's, you know, slagging everyone off, and your man who played the High Sparrow in Game of Thrones from the Two Popes,
he's up for Best Actor.
He wasn't happy at all with the roasting. And then I was kind of thinking like, fuck this guy. And I get it, like, you know, the whole thing is on the celeb's face. Oh, what are they thinking of this? You know, he's really laying into Hollywood. I take that with a pinch of salt.
What did you feel about that Ricky Gervais thing?
I thought it was more vicious the first year.
I didn't think it was funny at all. Like, that was the biggest scene.
Yeah,
it wasn't funny. And like,
this one got the biggest reaction, and I like him, so I was glad it was kind of well received. Apart from the fact that he says he's an atheist every chance he gets, but the first one I thought was like really good. We were talking about, like, you know, I like a drink as much as the next guy, unless the next guy is Mel Gibson.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's
yeah.
Mel Gibson. Yeah, because yeah. That was real. Like, oh, he has to actually pass him now.
That's,
and all that. I thought
funnier.
That was kind
that's
of good.
Funnier.
That was better.
Like,
where this stuff, it seemed kind of. I was surprised that it got the level of.
You'd swear he's not the elite. You know, yeah. He's part of the elite. He's hosting the fucking Golden Globes.
Yeah. Although he kind of he kind of made a reference to that though as well.
Yeah, I know, but like it. I just think it doesn't. Anyway.
Yeah.
One more thing I wanted to say. I watched The Lighthouse. Yeah, which is Robert Pattinson, our boy.
Oh, yes.
Willem Dafoe.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
By the director of The Witch.
Oh.
Black and white movie about two men in a lighthouse in, I don't know, it's...
Oh, I did see a still or something.
Willem Dafoe, like, he should be up for Best Supporting Actor.
He's a psychopath.
Oh man, I've come to love him now.
Since I saw him in Antichrist, I can't unsee that.
Yeah, well, okay, but that's like Lars von Trier movie you're watching. What do you expect?
I should have known going in.
You should have known.
Lars von Trier.
This guy is a fucked up man. Lars
fucking
von Trier.
Scissors on your own's fucking.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Whatever. Like
clitoris.
Oh no.
Well, that's what it's called. Podcast. That's what happened. He
We're
was
cancelled.
In it.
But. But this film is the two of them, and Pattinson is great as well. He should be up for acting. Mm-hmm. You know? But the two of them, and they're stuck on a lighthouse together. They're supposed to be going 2 weeks. Pattinson is doing it to make money. Willem Dafoe is the old guy, and he's like his boss, and he's kind of working him to the bone. And a storm kind of keeps them there. And then they're just going insane, the two of them together. And there's a scene in it where they're sitting there, and Robert Pattinson is talking about how if he had a steak, he's like, oh, what'd I do if I had a steak? And Willem Dafoe was the cook in the lighthouse, and he's like, are you telling me you're not fond of me cooking? And he's going, I'm like, you're fond of me lobster. I've seen it. He's getting so offended, so hurt, as if like he's the wife.
I want a steak! I want a goddamn steak! If I had a steak, oh boy, oh, a rare, a bloody steak. If I had a steak, I would fuck it. You don't like me cooking? Oh, don't be such an old bitch. You're drunk. You don't know what you're talking.
How can I possibly like the horse shit you fix us for supper?
You're drunk. You won't be saying that.
In the kitchen shanty cooks. It was fine going once three
times
a day.
You're
country
drunk.
Country hand bigger
you're
than your
drunk.
Food.
I'm drunk. You heard me. You'll
be drunk.
Damn ye.
Drunk since I first laid eyes on you.
You're fond of me lobster, ain't you?
Drunken in a Virginia fence.
I seen it. You're fond of me lobster. Say it. Say it. Say it.
I don't have to say nothing.
Damn you!
Straight after that, then he bursts into like a monologue, and it's like, I'm like, nobody else could play this. This is like tour de force, and I knew, I was like, he's not gonna get nominated. Like, but it's as good acting as you're gonna see all year. And I'm just like, you know,
you're a pure acting fan,
man. Like, but I look like it's. We watched The Witch for our old podcast.
Yeah.
And like, this guy is, there's something about this director that it's like,
he's got something.
He does stuff that makes you like, you can't be on your phone when you're watching it, because like, remember watching The Witch?
Yeah.
It was in old English language, and every time I turned away on my phone, I was like, no, what's going on? Like, and kind of like that in this. And I just think, man, I think it's out. You can get it on Blu-ray and stuff like that now, so it'll be coming to something soon.
Okay.
But man, this is the year. I Oscars just kind
of
broke.
A lot of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Great. Deserves
a lot
it,
of man. Irishmen up there. Leonardo DiCaprio's up for Best Actor.
Not going to win it.
Just give it to him. Did he already win it?
He won it for The Revenant. He should have won it for Wolf of Wall Street.
All right, but like, he won it. Yeah. Okay.
I'm like, it means nothing to me now. Like, you know, this kind
of Oscars.
Yeah. Like
the Oscars used to be, like I said before, it used to be. And I used to, like, when I was younger, like, in my early 20s and teens, I would actually watch the Oscars.
Yeah, me too. Like, I'd stay up and watch it.
Yeah, but I wouldn't watch it now. But now, like I said to you before, whatever, maybe not this year, because I want to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and, you know, I've seen The Irishman and all that. But that list of best...
Pictures?
What, best picture. Who was saying? Best film. Yeah. It's just like a list of do not watch movies for me. You know what I mean? I know I'm not going to enjoy
it. You're not going to watch Joker ever?
Never.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
You're not going to watch 1917?
Never heard of it.
It's like the World War One thing where it's apparently it's all shot in one take.
Oh, no. You had me at World War One and you lost me at one take.
Why?
After Birdman or whatever.
Yeah, it's kind of supposed to be like that. Why? Did you not enjoy that?
Turn that off after.
Yeah, but that's more to do with the film, I think, than the camera.
It was like, too jarring.
Yeah, I came out of the cinema. I came out of the cinema very dazed.
Walking the walls. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, yeah.
Yeah. Fucking great. I'm glad. Did you see Brad Pitt won the SAG Award?
No. For Ad Astra?
No, for... And that's not one Upon a Time in Hollywood. Wasn't nominated, like... But anyway.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood I'd watch. And The Irishman I did watch.
Marriage Story is great. Really funny.
I don't know why I hate Marriage Story. And I haven't seen a second of it.
Jojo Rabbit, man. There's the other one. Watch that. No, what is that? You'll love it.
Kids?
That's the one we talked about the last time with the fucking Beatles.
Oh, yeah, Germany. Yeah.
See how much you pay attention to this podcast.
That's just my head in general. Like a sieve.
Yeah, so that's my ranting.
If I may, did you notice there's a new...
Get the finger in my face.
Did you see there's a new Always Sunny on Netflix?
I've watched all them.
The new season 14?
Yeah, watch them all. It's not new. It's old, man.
Did you watch it on FX or something?
I watched it on an app. And I'll tell you about off mic.
You're still to give me the link for the other one.
Check your WhatsApp message. I've given it to you four times in the past. I'm sick of giving it to you, to be honest.
It was season 14. You know what it is? I mean,
Is it on
Netflix now, yeah. And I'm fine because we were literally like watching, like we were on season 7 or 8, just rewatching it. And then we're seeing, season 14 is up. It's like, oh, wow. Like, great, stick that on. And then it's very jarring when you go from season 8 to season 14 because it's like whatever.
Mac
looks about 48 years old.
He's also ripped to bits. Like,
he has the body of a Greek god, yeah, if I may say.
I don't like it.
But Dee's face is like.
Yeah, she's old now.
She's just. It's just that Botox face or that plastic surgery face, the one that they all get and they all look the same. I'm like, oh.
I hate
so
it.
So she can't. Because she was real. Like, her face was. Yeah. Kind of what was funny. She'd make funny, you know, all that. And now she's just got that.
Did you watch all of it?
LA, yeah.
What was your favourite one?
I think maybe the texting one.
Oh, when they're in the zoo? That was a good one.
Yeah, I like that one.
I'm trying to think what else.
Mac looks a little bit too... He's too ripped to be like the clown. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like Sly in California Dreams. Remember, you always think that.
Remember, this guy's no nerd.
He's like, yeah. He's like, they're all ripped, all of them. And it's like, oh, it turns out he's ripped.
If I'm dreaming. California dreams. And make me lay here in the sun. Until my dream is done.
I got a leather jacket when I was 9.
To be like Jake?
Yeah. Oh. That was my birthday present. Leather jacket.
You're so upset.
I know.
I mean, I got a high top. I got a high top fade to be like Tony, in fairness.
Oh.
I hope you guys know what we're talking about out there.
Yeah, well.
Shall we get into The Simpsons?
Can we talk about The Simpsons, Terry?
Sure.
We are talking about the 7th episode of season 6, Bart's Girlfriend, aired on November 6th, 1994, written by Jonathan Collier, directed by Susie Dieter, and showrunner David Merkin came up with the idea of Bart having a girlfriend that was more evil than he was, and Meryl Streep guest stars in the episode. I was waiting until the end, I was like, who's doing that voice?
Oh, you didn't know?
Merkin gave the idea to Collier to write it with the help of James L. Brooks, and Collier said that he thought it was literally a case of Brooks coming up with good ideas and him just giggling.
I listened to the commentary and he said this was like his second script he ever did.
Really?
And he got sent, like, he got paired up with James L. Brooks and he was saying, I listened to the tape of me and him together and I thought it was like, oh, I'm holding my own here with James L. Brooks, you know, pitching ideas.
Yeah.
and it was like him coming up with amazing stuff, and him, me,
that's great.
No, he was like, I'm laughing, and then like I'd come up with something like, and it would just be like, okay, yeah, or something to that effect. That it was like, oh man, I thought we were slinging together, and it's like it's just all him.
It's
like,
all him. Well, that's not so good.
Why don't we put that in the maybe pile?
Yeah, the idea for the ending was to have basically none of the characters learn anything from the experience.
We'll get into that when we talk in the episode, to be honest, because
Matt Groening felt that Jessica Lovejoy was hard to draw in his own style, but at the same time try and make her attractive. And Julie Kavner, who does Marge Simpson, was particularly impressed by the eyes, and I did notice that the eyes looked a little bit different than the other characters.
I tell you, fucking Merkin would not shut up about the eyes.
Really?
How attractive.
Easy, David.
how attractive he thought. And then they were all like, yeah, she's hot.
So Meryl Streep was called in to do the voice of Jessica, and I like the fact that she just showed up alone with no entourage at the recording studio, where she recorded her parts with Nancy Cartwright. Cartwright was delighted that they got to do it together. She assumed that she was just going to do her bits on her own because she's a big star and all this. And Streep was continually doing loads of different versions of her lines, and she was very easy to work with. And as Merkin said, she was easily evil.
He was saying that he was trying to like tire her out, or he'd be like, what about this? And she'd be like, yeah, yeah. And like, she, she was a breeze. Absolutely. Like, and she is an absolute
she
pro.
She is a, the definition of the word pro.
You know what's great about Meryl Streep?
Everything.
She was in Stuck on You, playing herself.
the Fairly Brothers.
Yeah. She's playing herself. And then it's like, you kind of like, and she comes to do community theater with one of the brothers after they get separated. I'm like, yeah, Meryl Streep would do that. I think if you ran into Meryl Streep,
just seems
like,
cool.
Yeah,
and she hasn't gone down the plastic surgery route that all the Hollywood has.
I keep her in the same bracket as Susan Sarandon. We're like, cool ladies.
I had Meryl Streep in the platinum status, and I have Sarandon in the gold.
You have always had a thing for Meryl Streep.
I have. Yeah. Susan Sarandon's got her attributes as well, but Meryl Streep, Meryl Streep is,
fucking creep. How dare you?
Anyway, no, I like Susan Sarandon.
You keep going there for 1 second.
So, listeners, since Terry's, he's left, frankly. When Homer is singing all those songs, where he's singing Sunrise, Sunset, Cat in the Cradle, and Yes, We Have No Bananas, the joke was very expensive because they had to pay thousands of dollars for the rights to be used on the show, which, to be honest, I thought they could have just left. That's right, Andy.
How dare you?
I've always loved you. Terry,
I loved that joke.
Did you?
Oh, I always have.
Oh, I thought that fell real flat for me. I liked that. But the bit where he's like, didn't you hear? They have no bananas.
They have no bananas today.
It got a Nielsen rating of 9.6, and it was very well received. The authors of our favourite book that we haven't read, I can't believe it's a bigger and better updated unofficial Simpsons guide.
I'm still waiting for my Christmas present from you for that.
Did I say I was getting you that?
No, I just assumed.
Let's take it out of the Patreon.
You suckers.
Poor Bart gets picked on. They said poor Bart gets picked on very cruelly by Jessica in a cleverly drawn study of prepubescent love, which, you know, fine.
We've all been there.
We've all been there, huh? And that's kind of all I got, to be honest, of the intro.
Nope, I'm ready to dive right in.
As I said to you through the medium of text, that I am chomping at the bit to get into this episode.
Well, chomp away. Is it ironic that I'm, or is it champing?
Oh, I think it's champing.
I don't know. That's from something.
And
there's
a bit.
That's from Seinfeld, is it? Yeah. Is it champing or is it chomping?
Is it? What is it, though?
I always say chomping.
Chomping, yeah. And I'm not changing now.
What's chomping like?
Chomping at... what's chomping at the bit?
Chomp is... a chomp, you buy a chomp, you eat a chomp.
Do you chomp when you can't wait to do something? No, I'm just going to eat it.
Well, I know you do.
Oh, what are we even talking about? Anyway, ironic that I
oh no.
Here we go. It's ironic that I stopped proceedings just to say how excited I was to get into it, delaying it by another 2 minutes.
No sleep.
You might get a little loopy here because it's boiling hot Texas style in this office, and Terry is on no sleep. So
okay,
let's see where this goes.
So I love this opening, like this cold open.
What an opening!
Oh man, I'm like, oh, I'm a kid again. Of course, we play, you know, Cowboys Ninjas.
I like the fact that it's just the kids being kids.
Yeah, I love
you
it.
You know what I mean?
So good.
I love that when it goes back to that.
Like, of course, Milhouse is like the cowboy with the useless cowboy with the giant hat. Like, you know, like, and like immediately he gets like cornered and taken out of the game.
Oh, why do we have to play this corny old game anyway? I brought my jacks. Oh, I got twosies.
Were you ever into marbles?
Oh, yes.
As in school?
Yeah, I loved marbles.
Did you do marbles, Premier League cards?
And Conkers.
Conkers? Yeah. Pogs?
Pogs,
yeah. All of these things.
Monster in my pocket?
What?
Yeah.
Never heard of that?
You never heard of Monster in my pocket?
Oh. Sounds pretty sketchy. I don't mind telling you.
They were little monsters, you see, and yeah.
They like hang out your pocket, like?
Well, no. The whole thing was they were a toy that fit in your pocket. So like, when like, kind of like Bart when he gets to the church.
Yeah.
You have a little toy and you play when you're.
That's just like a toy.
Yeah, but it fits in your pocket. It's a monster in my pocket.
Do you remember you used to be able to get those, like, in boxes? You actually get something in a box of cereal and be loads of like the stuff that hold onto your pencils or onto your ruler. Yeah. The Coco Pops monkey, like on the ruler. Yeah. Like they were all the best, sort of.
Get told.
Yeah.
Put it on your pencil.
Yeah, it was amazing. Anyway.
And Nelson shows up with
the Killmatic 3000.
Like, where is he getting this?
Yeah. You know? He obviously stole it.
Yeah. I did like his line when they're saying, you know, it's not fair. That didn't exist back then. He's like, records from that era are spotty at best.
Yeah. And then when the church bell rings.
Oh my God.
Like, and the parents are all just like ascending. And the whole way, like, the kids are able to go, like, through the tall grass.
You know what that's from?
Is it, like, Planet of the Apes?
Yeah.
And where, like, they're just wrangling them, like, in a net, like, ah! Yeah.
So, I love the bit where it's like, Bart, Lisa, time for church. Like, Milhouse, time for church. Like, Shlomo, time for your violin lesson.
That completely went over my head as a kid. Yeah.
Shlomo. Shlomo. What a name.
And the kid is called Shlomo. Like, and then the, like the next scene when they're in the car, like I like the fact that Homer and Bart are just sitting there framing. Yeah, like Homer's the one who got him, like
Homer is great in this episode. Again, it's another like, okay, you're not basing the episode around him, but like he's just gonna orbit the story and
his bits in it, nearly everyone had me laughing. God. And I will say that this episode provided me with the biggest laugh of the podcast so far.
Oh wow.
I was laughing for a solid
of the podcast
10 minutes
or of the
of since we started doing the podcast.
Wow, okay.
So I was laughing for about 10 minutes and then the episode finished and I was laughing again. And then I looked it up again today, this morning, and I was laughing again in Starbucks.
What was I laughing about?
Oh yeah. Oh, yes, the Crippled Irishman.
I do like what Bart is like, why the crap do we have to go to church anyway?
You just answered your own question with that commode mouth. What's commode?
It's a shit.
Is it?
It's a potty, you know, like it's a commode, you know, a shitter.
Never knew that.
Yeah. And she's like, you need to learn morals and decency. And then, great, you know it's coming.
Yeah.
Cut to
the complete switch.
And with flaming swords, the Aramites did pierce the eyes of their fellow men and did feast on what flowed forth.
So I love this. This is always something that stuck at me when he has like the doll, the troll doll, like, I'm a troll man. And I love the idea of like Marge thinking that like he will be corrupted by
something with
it just hair. it just looks odd. Like, oh my god, it's gonna and it's like
it's great. That extra line of like awful hair.
But like it's
that's a moment to herself.
Yeah,
like
it's great that it's like it's her, like, you know. Oh, so
brilliant.
Good. And then this line from Lovejoy where it's like, my daughter, who has just returned from boarding school, will read the same passage I just read. I noticed a few of you weren't paying attention. You're like, oh. And then, oh, again, it's just like you get the light shining in. Like,
yeah.
And it's like, there is a God. Cut to the lighthouse.
I'm telling you, the light would work better if it pointed out to sea.
Dar, shut up. I know what I'm doing. I hate the sea and everything in it.
This was like, parts of this episode were almost a bit like a sketch show. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And
like
it works so well.
It worked so, and like, I thought like this episode, like, you know, we'll get into it as we go on, but this episode seemed it was so different to any previous episode, I thought. I thought it had a completely different sort of tone and pacing or whatever it is.
It's very fresh, you're right. Like, yeah. In that, like,
it seems like they're having fun with it.
But like you say, though, it's a young enough writer, and the director, it was only her second episode as well. And she
They weren't in that Simpsons framework.
Exactly. It's nice to get a bit of like fresh blood in. Like, as much as we love, like, we go through every time and I go, that's good stock, reliable hands. It's really nice to see somebody fresh come in. And
I wasn't surprised when I went, after I watched the episode, when I came and I seen... I didn't recognise the writer or the director. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah.
I think she had done... Her first episode was the one where Bart... The catchphrase episode, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Bart gets famous. I think that... And, like, that's, like, a different one as well. Too, yeah, you know, it's something... but I love the look of the guy standing with Captain McAllister.
I know.
He's like, he's in like, it's like the supervisor or something. He's in like the lab coat and he has like the clipboard. Yeah. He's like, I'm telling you, if you point out the
like
sea.
It's such a scientific operation. Yeah.
And he's like the crash, like, I hate the sea and everything in it.
Even that line was so
it's just like a little chuckle to himself.
I hate
like,
the sea and everything in it.
And did you notice this part where after the service Mrs. Jules was like, bye-bye.
Yeah,
it's like she's like a flight attendant.
Thank you
for choosing our service. Bye-bye.
I never actually got that.
I only picked it up on this time around. And I was like, wow, brilliant. That's because it's just she's standing at the door. She's saying thank you to everybody or whatever. Like,
that's
like
exactly
you,
what it was.
You get off a plane. Like. And I like Bart, how he comes up.
He's basically, he's trying to be like good.
Yeah, he's trying to be.
Thinks that's what she wants.
That's a pretty smooth rap, though. Like that. Like, I don't think God's words have ever sounded so plausible.
Yeah,
like it's a good line.
It's a good line. Yeah.
And then she's like, "Thanks, Art. I have to go over here now." And he's like, walks and turns away from like.
But like, what I like about it as well, the reason why I couldn't even pinpoint who it was is because, like, I like the fact that Meryl Streep is doing a voice.
Yeah, it's
like
not
she's
Meryl
doing
Streep.
A character.
Yeah,
it's not just.
That's what you get. She's a pro, man. It's not just, as we always say, teen icon Britney Spears.
Yes.
Like, everybody was doing a character. Even the celebrities that came on were doing a character version of themselves. Like, like Ernest Borgnine or James Woods. Like, you know, they're bringing something to it.
They're not just there because of who, well, you know, they get on, I guess, because they're, you know.
But James Woods.
That's not the be all and end all. Like,
James Woods wasn't fucking. You know, Sylvester Stallone or what?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You know,
but yeah.
And you know, at the time, he'd kind of been a bit of a fading star.
Yeah.
So like,
so
you get like Meryl Streep would have been a huge name to come in, and like to have her do, like you say, just immerse herself fully into it. It's fucking great.
Brilliant.
Like, kind of like Sam Neill as well. Like.
Yeah.
Last time, because he was just fresh off Jurassic Park, running around the time. Like, so to have him come in like, you know, that. Homer old chap.
Why is that the line?
Because it's the line. It is the line.
I like the bit of self-awareness when Bart's trying to be like, why doesn't she like me? He's like, is it my hair? My overbite? The fact that I've worn the same clothes day in, day out for the last 4 years?
That's good.
Yeah.
And then Lisa's like, no, you're just too different. She's kind and sweet and you're the devil's cabana boy. Yeah. So Bart rocks into Sunday school.
Good. Ralph, Jesus did not have wheels. Bart Simpson?
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to return to your wonderful Sunday school, please.
But Bart, we banned you from Sunday school. You were happy. We were happy. Everybody was happy. Particularly the hamster.
Ralph, Jesus did not have wheels.
I love everywhere Ralph goes, the grown-ups are just exasperated by him. Like, it's like Miss Hoover.
Oh,
like, yeah. You know, it's just like the time, Snagglepuss. So they let him back in, and I love it. It's like, welcome back, our prodigal son. Like, what's prodigal mean?
Like, they all look at each other.
The murmuring in between. They're like, great. Like, that didn't have to be in there. That little touch didn't have to be there. It's just great. And then
Bart's sucking up big time. The great thing about Sunday school is we're finally learning something we can use.
This hits home with me so much, where it's like, so true. Like, I have to turn my chair this way now. And like, it just hits home. It was like, as a kid, like, trying too hard. Like, I remember being like at like summer camp or whatever, and like, oh, there's
girls here.
Yeah, and it's like, hey, girl. You know, you'd be like, whatever way, just trying way too hard, and them just like not caring.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, okay.
And it's only when you get like older and more experienced, you probably learned this lesson about 10 years before me. But
when did you learn it last week?
Yeah. I'm still learning. I'm just like being completely yourself.
If you're aloof or whatever,
you're comfortable. Like they can tell that you're not comfortable because you're pretending to be this other person that you think they're gonna like. Why not? Do you like me yet?
You know? It took me until, say, my early to mid 20s, like, you know,
I would have thought earlier.
Like, till I was properly like, okay, I get it. Like, this is
how you do it.
Everyday basis. I'm killing it out there. So she kind of turns away from him, and then the teacher gives
him the slingshot that David used to slay Goliath.
And while the kids are looking at that, she'll just busy herself with her file cabinet over there. It's like, what was the other one? It was like Krabappel was like measuring the table.
Yeah. Or Skinner tying his shoe over, under, in and out. That's something what like that.
They love shoving an arse in Bart's
and
face.
And wiggling the arse, just like tantalizingly so you can hit it.
Yeah. So he resists, and then he's like, you know, I was thinking of considering staying after school and helping teacher clean up.
Do you ever think anything you don't say?
I love that line. It's just like, oh. So Bart just kind of was like, right, fuck this then. Like, you know, there's no pleasing her. Yeah. You know, all this waste of time.
He needs relief.
And you get a Scotch-toberfest.
No, that kilt was only for day-to-day wear. In battle, we donned a full-length ball gown covered in sequins. The idea was to blind your opponent with luxury. Ah! There's no more than what God gave me, you Puritan pukes.
And then Willie doing his
ridiculous speech as well. In battle, we donned a full-length ball gown covered in sequins. The idea was to blind your opponent with luxury.
So Bart ties the balloons up. And first of all, like, that shot of his
It's too muscular. It's too defined.
And then I'm like, I wonder how much they thought Willie's packing down there. Like, you know, like, the fact that the woman faints, I'm like, all right, like, he's got, like, a baby's arm, I'd say.
I would imagine that he's well endowed.
Yeah,
like, but it was noticeable that when you see his crack, you don't see that hanging out the front.
You can't put the dong there, like.
Well, you could hang dong.
No, you couldn't hang.
They showed Bart's dick in the movie.
Oh, yeah, but it was a little in the movie, first of all. You're not on TV.
Okay, you know? Okay.
It was a little wiener. You're not going to show a big fucking snake.
Scottish.
Big python hanging out, like, hang a dong, any dong.
I think we can just safely assume that he's
well endowed. Yeah,
well endowed.
So Bart is like, that'll hold me. And then this...
The tree that he's hiding behind grabs him.
Congratulations, Simpson. You just fell for our sting and won yourself 3 months' detention. There's no such thing as Scotch-toberfest.
There's not? You used me, Skinner! You used me!
The water fountain was the one that got me, where it was like... And they all have guns. Did you notice?
Yeah. Like, they're all hiding as shrubbery and, like, nature. And it's like, for something, like, so small, it was a sting operation.
It's a sting operation on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, How can you give him detention? He's not in school.
Yeah. They give him 3 months detention. Yeah. There's no such thing as Scotchtoberfest.
There's not. You use me, Skinner. You use me.
But that is what gets Jessica to come round to Bert. She likes the bad boys. Yeah.
So
she basically invites him over to dinner.
Yeah.
Like, just like that.
And then...
That's a line, by the way, sorry, that I use a lot, where he's like, there's only... Or I think about it. I hate it.
That's
like,
the...
See, what I... The part that I like about his strut is that camera from like low down where he's just walking, his big fat belly sticking out, and he's walking with that smug look on his face. Oh,
that, you know, Saturday Night Live. That's the thing that always popped into my head. Like, so Homer is, you can't believe a little boy is going on his first date.
Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset. The cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Yes, we have no bananas. See, that bit, fine. I was fine with
I
that.
I love that. She's like, oh, Homer, he's growing up.
Yeah, he starts crying. It's like, it's not that. Didn't you hear? They have no bananas. They have no bananas today.
Still holds up for me.
I didn't like
You're
it.
You're a jerk.
You son of a bitch.
So they're kind of grilling Bart at the dinner table in the Lovejoys.
Oh, I love this. I love how Bart is.
So Bart, how's school going? Jessica always gets straight A's.
Well, in my family, grades aren't that important. It's what you learn that counts.
6 times 5, what is it?
Actually, numbers don't have much use in my future career. Olympic gold medal rocket sled champ.
I didn't know the rocket sled was an Olympic event.
Well, no offense, lady, but what you don't know could fill a warehouse.
Young man, explain yourself.
Sorry, I have kind of a short fuse, which some find charming. Speaking of charming, watching Fox last night, I heard a rather amusing story. This character named Martin was feeling rather randy, and he was heard to remark...
Don't you ever come near my daughter again. Never have I heard such gratuitous use of the word but.
Make him stop!
I didn't know the rocket sled was an Olympic event.
Straight away, coming in hot. Well, no offense, lady, but what you don't know could fill a warehouse.
Young man, explain yourself.
He said, I like the fact he says he has a short fuse.
You know what he's referring to here, where he's going that? On, when he's talking about, like...
No.
So, the character Martin was feeling rather randy. So, Martin refers to Martin Lawrence, his show Martin on Fox. Did you ever see it? Like, no. Oh, man. It's like brilliant. Him, I think, like, Jamie Foxx is in it. Like, it's like...
Oh, brilliant.
A who's who.
That's like good. Of Def Jam.
Pretty much, like, 90s. Breakout comics in the early 90s. Like,
Yeah.
So, that's what he's talking about. And then, I assume he's talking about, like, some woman with a giant ass.
Yeah. He's heard to remark.
I have never heard such gratuitous use of the word but.
Yeah, but.
And Mrs. Lovejoy, she's such... Can be such a one note character, but that hysterics.
That's her role in The Simpsons. It evolved like hysterical into, town person.
It evolved into like, won't somebody think of the children? Yeah. You know,
I liked even just the imagery of him being thrown out on his ear, like just the lighting of nighttime or whatever it is. I just liked it.
Yeah, like because it comes in the next scene where they're basically like she's saying how bad he is and she likes it and.
It's like, I'm bad to the bone, honey.
Yeah. He's like, smart, beautiful, and a liar. So much better than that Sarah plain and tall. And she's just like...
Like that what was, is that?
That's like a book or a movie or something. Right. Like
Sarah, I assume that was Sarah a pre-established character something else.
It's from a book or something like that.
Oh,
like,
right.
You know, like, I'm surprised Netflix haven't made a movie about her yet. Like, you know, that sort of...
Yeah.
That, like is that like...
Pippi Longstocking.
Yeah, it's like one of those pre-teen
books.
Like... So you get the whole thing of the Pulp Fiction montage where it's no loitering, and then
they're TPing the statue.
Well, they're eating the ice cream from the weight loss center. Oh, well, yeah. Which that was good.
Yeah, that was good.
And then Jebediah Springfield gets a makeover with the...
It really bugged me how sort of Bart's like, you're incredible, Jessica. Your throws, your loops, that. And all this.
It's like the toilet paper is an extension of your body.
I don't know. It kind of made me cringe a little bit. I don't know why.
Next scene. Oh boy. Bart is with the lads.
I love that. I just love the even setup that he's hanging out on the jungle gym or whatever and just
like very
the story.
Natural like that, you know, and he's like they're like she'd never go out with you, like like, I'll prove it.
Yeah.
And rocks over.
Even just the way she goes, yes, am I supposed to know you?
Jessica, we just, and it's just like, ooh, like Nelson, like,
that's as when does Nelson care about, yeah, like that. He's like, that's for besmirching an innocent girl's name.
And like, they kind of, he says, oh, you know, you can't get found out or whatever because it's more exciting if it's a secret.
Yeah.
And on the commentary, they're like, you know what I like about this here? Like, Bart gets punched in the stomach. And
yeah.
Like, he's still down.
Yeah.
Like, and then he tries to get up, and she goes, and he's like, no, I'm going to need a minute. Yeah. Like, and it's like, yeah.
He's like, well, I can do anything. Yeah.
Yeah. They stayed to the real. Like, that's great. Like, I really like that we did that. Like,
yeah. I agree.
And then they go up to this giant hill.
I mean, like,
like, first of all, like, where she her line back to him after he says it's too steep, where it's like, you can't trust your perception at this altitude.
Yeah,
like, it's brilliant.
Just pushes
like,
him. Yeah. That's a great line. And then it's just like, it's like, it's classic Simpsons with, like,
yes,
you know,
it is classic.
It's like they're coming down. It's like, okay, first of all, there's what's the first thing?
Oil,
yeah. And then there's like the ball bearings, and then there's
the glue truck.
The glue will slow me down.
Any glue leaking?
No, that glue ain't gone nowhere.
Nothing's ever gonna stop me.
Oh no! There goes the glue after all.
Oh no, there goes the glue after all.
Even the voice, yeah, like, that's super dumb, like, yeah, there goes the glue.
Yeah, after exactly. All. Like, proper, like, yo.
And I love the image of him bouncing down the hill,
yeah,
like that silhouette.
That's fucking awesome.
And like, then the glue coming, even the glue coming over him, like, it was a very visually pleasing, yeah, episode
and
as
like
well.
The
those,
like,
bubbles.
Yeah, it's fucking dead. And then, with, like, the next scene, when he walks past the kitchen table, the cat stuck to his back.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And Marge and Homer. I like that when Marge and Homer are just at the table. Love this scene.
I love it. Like,
have you noticed any change in Bart?
New glasses?
No. He looks like something might be disturbing him.
Probably misses his old glasses.
I guess we could get more involved in Bart's activities, but then I'd be afraid of smothering him.
Yeah, and then we'd get the chair.
That's not what I meant.
It was, Marge. Admit it.
That's the end of the scene. Oh, I love that.
And like,
it's such a joke you never normally get in The Simpsons.
And like, they're talking about it on the commentary, and it's like, you know what's great? Like, Homer is concerned about his son, but he's just on this completely other, like,
Homer is completely off the rails.
He's just like doing his own thing, but he's like, he knows there's something wrong with his son. He's like, oh, it's because he misses his glasses.
Yeah.
And like, Marge is like, Homer, what are you talking about? And he's like, he still has that concern, but he's just like being Homer.
See,
know?
I kind of thought that was more Homer just almost being like telling a joke to Marge. You know,
no,
what I mean?
Not at all.
Because I kind of thought that it was just the way he delivered the last line. It's like, it was Marge, admit it. Like, clearly they're not going to smother. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why. That's why I kind of liked it as well. Is that for me anyway, it was like just a married couple sharing a joke.
I didn't read it that way.
That's how it was. All right.
Well, not according to the commentary, mate, from the people who fucking made it.
Listen, once they put it out there, it's up to the fans' interpretation.
Oh my god.
You ever listen to song lyrics?
Yes.
It's up to the fans.
And he's just, you know, staring at Dude, cut
up
it out.
Up to your own interpretation, Terry.
Dude, cut it out.
Dude, you're freaking me out.
Stop it, Andy. So Bart and Jessica are in the hallway. The bell rings. And they could get in trouble if they're too late to class.
Yeah, so Jessica says, if you stay here a while, I'll let you hold my hand. She grabs his hand, pulls the fire alarm.
Great bit of animation, again, like...
And just even again, Willy, just like, if I don't save the wee turtles, who will? Comes out immediately. Ah! They were too
quick
for me.
From the wee turtles. But what I loved about it was when they're all rushing out the front door, you just see somebody, like, get knocked over the side. They're like, ah! And I was like, oh. So Bart is telling Lisa what's going on, and Lisa's like, I always thought Jessica was so sweet. I love this line.
She's like a milk dud. Sweet on the outside, poison on the inside.
And then Bart's plan is like, no, I'll put up with her 7 more years, then we'll get married. Once the first baby comes along, she's bound to settle down and treat me right. After all, I deserve it.
Yeah, at least says you're naive to think you can change a person, except maybe that boy who works in the library. I love the fact even that Lisa is attracted to this.
She still has
guy.
One. Yeah. I was like, Ralph, like, do you have Go Dog Go?
It's in juvenile. This is young adult. And if like, only someone could tame him.
With that, like, I love how he's like, yeah, I'm not going to talk. I'd see her. It's over. Thanks for the advice, Lisa. Like, huh?
Yeah.
She's just still in there. This joke here is
where he's marking the days off the calendar.
God. And like, as a kid, I was like, well, you know,
he's really doing
you
it.
Get it. And then it's like, and the commentary, they're like, this is a real fuck you to the audience. It's like, you know, we're marking them off, and it's like, okay, he circles it like,
if I can get through this many days.
Yeah. Of course, then Marge's like, time for church.
Yeah. Your little friend Jessica's going to be there.
You get
any non-Homer dough we appreciate on the podcast.
Yes, of course. You get Bart and Lisa walking up to the church, and you hear,
even if I may say, just when they're walking up to the church, just even their shadows on the church sign, like, it seems like they made an extra effort in the animation just to make it look.
I think that's down to direction, though. I think so. Yeah, it must be. I think it's big very fan. Very good.
Yeah.
When he like bursts in, it's Ned Flanders singing.
Yeah.
Great.
Like, I know.
It's like, ooh, that's disturbing. And then Jessica grabs Bart, and Bart's trying to tell her he doesn't want to hang out.
Yeah. She's turning him into a criminal when all he wants to be is a petty thug.
Homer, he's like, oh, good, the collection plate. And he puts in,
I think he's been waiting for this moment.
30 cents of shake and bake.
We can spare it, Marge. We've been blessed.
So Jessica is, you know, too reckless. She's going to settle down. And she shoves all the money in.
It takes money to start a new life.
And Bart, you know, telling her, you know, it's really wrong to do that. Even I know that.
Yeah. And then, so Jessica says, you just lost your cut. She leaves.
Yeah.
And Helen Lovejoy,
I'll just take that.
Like straight away, everyone turn around and look at this.
I love, you're into mob mentality mode, which is like one of my favorite modes of The Simpsons.
Everyone turn around and look at this.
What is it, a Unitarian?
Now just relax. For once, you didn't do anything wrong. Just explain yourself and everyone will understand. I
took the money? Yes, we know.
He confessed.
Okay.
Stop him! He's headed for the window!
And I love this. First of all, where he's like, I, and then Miss Lovejoy took the money, Mo. The fact that it's Mo.
Yeah, of course it's Mo. And then the instigator, like.
And then Bart jumps out the window, and a second later, Homer's like, stop him, he's headed for the window. That gave me a big laugh.
Here's one for you. That was not in the original script.
It
was added post. It was like, they had a line that wasn't working. So it was like, they got Dan Castellan to come back in to like ADR it. Like,
oh, really?
Because like, there's such a big, he's like, it works perfectly because there's such a big gap.
Yeah.
And of course that, it's like Homer being like, huh.
That was one of the biggest laughs I got on the episode.
Good, like,
yeah.
And then Homer being like, if you can look me in the eye and say you didn't take the money, that's all I need.
Yeah, I didn't take it.
Why, yo, little?
How can you look at me in the eye and lie like that?
And Marge saying she believes him, like, all right, tell me then, if he didn't take the money, why is he wearing such fancy clothes?
Yeah, he wore that to church.
Oh, how convenient.
Homer is just on another level in this episode.
I almost like prefer it when they just use him as, when he's not the center of the show at times.
When
like,
he can just be the
float in and out. Yeah, like,
the comic relief almost. But the next bit had me.
Is this what it is?
Oh my god, I laughed so hard.
Money from the church collection plate.
Oh my god, I was laughing so hard because especially like it's like everyone's just saying crook thief, like implying what he did, and the car that's driving the fastest is the one that nails it on the head. It's the money from the church collection plate. Anything that's said quickly as they're driving away, I mean, I had to pause it, like I was laughing so hard.
So good,
so funny.
So he goes to talk to Jessica, and he's like, you know, if you care for me, then you should come forward.
Yeah. She says, oh, don't you see? It's because I care for you that I can't come forward.
That doesn't make any sense.
All right, then. I just don't feel like it, okay? That's a good line.
And then, like, he basically is, like, calling on her shit. And he's like, why should I protect you?
Yeah.
And, like, this line where he's like, if you tell, no one believe you. Remember, I'm the sweet, perfect minister's daughter, and you're just yellow
trash.
I'm like, oh, man.
Ruthless.
Yeah. And then when Lisa is, like, up in the treehouse with Bart, he's like, oh, this is my only refuge from the taunts and accusations of the townspeople.
Jasper.
Thief.
How did he get up there? Like,
why does he care that much? He's climbing Bart's treehouse to shout in thief.
But, like, the fact that he have one of those, like, paper blinds as well. Like, whoosh, I love it. It's so good.
So Bart says, like, she's a criminal mastermind. She's got a 108 IQ. She reads at a fifth grade level, and her hair smells like red Fruit Loops.
Yeah. Well, I ate Fruit Loops for breakfast.
I like that line. Yeah. Really easy,
I eat a piece of shit like you for breakfast.
You're going to beat me? At golf? Oh, you're on. You're in big trouble, though, pal. I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
No.
By the way, just another Happy Gilmore sidebar. That performance,
Shooter,
is the best villain comedy performance.
The best comedy villain, I think, in a movie.
Fucking, yeah. He's so good.
I would agree.
There's a bit, you know, the bit at the end where he has to, like, make the putt to put the pressure on Happy. When he gets it in, he's like, yeah, choke on that. That is because he made a bet with all the people on set that he's going to sink the putt, and it's all one shot. Oh. You can see what he's got, and he's like, shooter. Like, he's feeling it. Like,
I never knew that.
Awesome.
That's deadly. Anyway.
Let's just talk about Happy Gilmore.
So they take certain precautions because of last week's problem. So Bart is basically Hannibal Lecter style. And Lisa, she goes up and she's trying to not name names, but she's giving the chance for the person who stole the money to come forward.
I love how everybody's like,
I smelled some marijuana smoke in Vietnam.
I was the one that canceled Star Trek.
I left my Porsche keys inside Mrs. Glick.
She keeps going and she's like, oh, it's Jessica.
Yeah.
And they go, I was like, he's like, if you search her room, you'll find it. It's like Homer's like, to the little girl's room. And then Skinner's like, that's the collection. The jack, first of all.
Yeah, the jack to open it.
And like,
oh, like, yeah, smells like church. And Lovejoy. And
it's obvious, like, what happened here. Bart Simpson has somehow managed to sneak his bedroom into my house. Oh, come on, use your imagination.
And so Jessica admits it was her, and he says, we brought her home from boarding school prematurely.
I love her delivery. She's like, I was expelled, Dad.
Yeah.
Okay, remember the pipe bomb, the glee club brawl, remember the school chapel collection plate? And she's like, ringing in the sheaves, ringing in the sheaves. They said on the commentary, they're like, they give the opportunity to be like, okay, time to make some changes.
Yeah.
And it's like, nope. And they're like, because nobody on the show changes. No, that's their kind of, they wanted it at that time in the show to be,
it's
like,
it's almost like Seinfeld-esque.
Yeah.
No learning, no hugging.
Yeah. So in the end, we got a nice little,
I really like, when I was a kid, I used to think like, oh boy, he's gone back to, you know what I mean?
He's back under the thumb, like.
Yeah, but the fact where, like, she's scrubbing the church steps and he comes and he's like, saying he learned a lot, he's a little wiser and less naive or whatever. And she says she can make men do whatever she wants.
Mm.
And then, like, before you know it, she's hopping on the bike with the librarian guy and Bart's cleaning the steps for her.
But I like as well how, like, satisfied he is with himself, where he's like, oh, God, like, she's his problem now.
Poor sucker. It's amazing what some guys will do for a pretty face. Not me, though. Wait till she sees the second-rate job I do on these stairs.
He thinks it's a win, then that makes
it
a win.
It's fucking deadly.
Yeah. Really good.
That's so good.
Woo!
Shall we get into ratings?
Please.
Are those our ratings? Let me see. I lost the channel outro.
Let me ask you something, Mr. Sucker, since you were so champing.
Oh, champing? Champing?
At the bit. What do you think of this episode?
Terry, I said in the text, wow is all I can say. Yeah. I didn't actually like this episode. I loved it.
There it is.
I thought visually it was great. There were so many great scenes, like the opening shot and the running through the tall grass and wrangling the kids. The church, the light coming into the church, the like Bart on the hill. Visually it was really good. Laughs wise, I thought it was the best one so far. It made, like, I enjoyed this one. I haven't enjoyed an episode as much from start to finish as I did this one, and I was quite surprised that I liked it this much. My MVP would be Meryl Streep or Jessica Lovejoy. It was between her and Homer, but she just had more, you know, she did more.
I would throw Willy in there as
Willy was good too.
As a dark horse, because he's only got two scenes, but like he kills it.
He kills it in all of them.
And Lovejoy as well, to be honest.
Yeah, Lovejoy was great. I just thought it was completely different to previous episodes. It was like, it was almost like it was a different show. And anyway, I just loved it. So my rating would be a 9.7.
Whoa!
That's right.
Oh my lord!
The highest.
It's a bright red Ford coming down and take a look at me.
That's come a girl, on, my lord. Anyway. 9.7. I thought it was the episode that I enjoyed watching the most since we started.
Wow.
So
awesome.
Thoroughly enjoyed
it. I thoroughly enjoyed it also. Mm-hmm. I can't really fault anything you're saying there. I think it's just the one story which we're talking about like last time with the Halloween specials and stuff, and I was like, yeah, there's funny stuff in there, but the fact that this was like a grounded real story, and these are the ones that like I've been as we've been rewatching these stuff, and as I got a bit older, these are the ones that have drawn me in the most. The kind of like self-contained, small ones there that are like, yeah, fucking hell, like,
yeah,
this is real. Well, like, done. This reminds me of when I was a kid.
Yeah,
you know, like that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Jessica Lovejoy would be my MVP as well.
Nice,
Meryl, fucking killing it.
She does.
And my rating would be a 9.2.
Oh,
very good. See, season 6, man. I'm telling you.
We got some high ass ratings.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
what's
your,
my lowest one?
Your lowest one was a 6, which was, I think was the clip show, was it?
Oh, yeah. That's a fucking albatross, like.
But not counting that, actually, last week was your lowest rated of the season.
What was that, 8?
Sideshow Bob Roberts. Was it? No.
Bob,
what was it?
Was the Halloween.
Oh, the Halloween, yeah. That was an 8.1 you gave it.
Bob Roberts is good.
Yeah, that was good. You gave that an 8.7.
Good to hear, Bob.
This was my highest one of since we started the podcast, and I think this is probably your second or third highest.
Well, 9.9 is the highest.
And I tell you, I didn't expect much going into it. I thought, oh yeah, this is
great to get a little sleeper in there.
Oh man, that fucking, I'll be laughing at that all week, like Mr. Burns in the Crippled Irish.
Yeah,
like, is that money for the Dirt Collection? Like,
shall we get our plugs in?
Please.
Where can the good people find us online?
You can find us on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook at Put It In H Podcast. You can find us on Reddit.
Yeah.
If you are on Reddit, Put It In H Podcast. We will be exclusively posting Simpsons shit posts, as they're affectionately known.
Andy's taking liberal use of the word "we." I can't take any credit for it.
Terry's along for the ride.
The gravy train is leaving the station.
This man does not represent us. And yes, you can find us on. I don't know if you've seen today. That I think it's nearly 80% of our listeners are on
Apple.
Yeah. So with that said, if you could leave us a rating or a review, if you're following us on Twitter at Put It In H Podcast, there's a link there. I'll put a link down below in the notes. It would really help us out. And
you can get us if you want to contribute.
Very
to
important.
This
one.
Here. Now,
listen up.
Now listen. Listen
little
up,
freaks. Yeah.
We have a Patreon page where, again, we're in the infancy. Now, I got a few. I made some movement on it this week, and we'll talk off mic about it. But where we will be getting bonus content coming, video content coming in, and bonus episodes. But it's two tiers, €1 if you, or $1, whatever it is, if if you just want to say, there you go, lads, thanks for the free content.
I mean, right now, both tiers kind of say that, because we're, as of right now, it's...
You get nothing.
You get nothing.
You get a badge.
You get, how could I? And I got some stickers coming as well.
Hey.
So all of our patrons, get ready, because we have your personal address. You'll be getting something in the mail. It's not anthrax. It's,
Now you've said that.
It's more membership material. Just something small. Just to say thank you for
really appreciate those who are supporting us already. And like I say, we keep talking about this, but like the next month or two, there'll be a bit of movement with, you know,
something different.
Live shows, maybe, or you know.
I have a good plan for next month for our little excursion.
Very good. Little excursion as well. So, but yeah, so any support you can give to us, like if you can't support us on the Patreon, a rating or review on iTunes really, really helps grow the product, grows the podcast.
Big time.
Yeah. Thank you so much for all your help so far, anyway. So
thank you very much. And we've actually, again, this month or the last month was our highest month. So it's just, you know.
Podcast on the grow.
And with that in mind.
Let's get the heck out of here.
Boom. Oh, what do we got next week?
What do we got?
Oh, we got a mini-sode. And after that, I don't have it in front of me. So why don't you tune in and find out? Well,
just look at the listing.
I'll see you.
Oh, yes! We have no bananas. We have no bananas today. We got string beans and onions and big juicy lemons and all kinds of fruit and say. We've got an old-fashioned tomato, a Long Island potato.
Oh, yes!
We have no bananas. We have no bananas today. A fruit man on our street whose name is Mr. Pete, and he keeps good things to eat, but you should hear him speak. When you ask him anything, he never answers no. He just yeses you to death and then he takes your dough.
Oh yes!
We no got a da banana. We no got a da banana today. We got a little beans and a bigger beans and a red, the beans and a white, the beans and all kinds of beans and say. We got a the old-fashioned salami. We even got a the Brooklyn pastrami.
Oh, yes!
We no got a the banana. We no got a the banana today. Business got so good with him, he wrote home to say, send Pasquale, Nick, and Jim, I need help right away. When he got them in the store, there was fun, you bet. Someone asked for bananas, and then the whole quartet.
Oh, yes, we have no bananas.
We have no bananas today.
We have bananas.
And the carrots.
And celery.
And olives.
But we got no bananas today.
Who asked you for bananas anyway? Who asked you? I only want a hot dog sandwich. Hot dogs are better than bananas. I always say, ain't it?
Oh, yes!
We have no bananas.
We have no bananas today.
So here I am on my own. This is, oh God, I went way over my head here. Listen, if you've made it all the way to the end of the podcast, past the song, past all the riffraff, and you're still here listening, if I may say, fair fucks to you. Fair play to you. Just it's funny, I'm just looking back on Terry's message there, and he said only on the Lewis now, so it might be like 5:45 or so before I get there. It's 5:46, so I see he's online, so he's looking at me, I'm looking at him. He knows what the deal is, I know what the deal is, but I mean, he's not here, so I guess the joke's on me, huh? Well, no, you know what? The joke's not on me. The joke's on you, the listener. Alright? So, me, I'm here. I'm here. I'm set up. I've got my notes. I've got Terry's notes, actually. Now, to be fair to him, he is the one trekking across the city to be here, and I work here, so I didn't have anything I really needed to do but to press the print button. So I suppose in hindsight, if you compare the two, you know, he's a good lad, you know, he's a good man. So typing, he's just at the back door. Ooh-er. All right. Folks, he made it.
Get this going, huh? Hello, welcome to Put It In H. Put It In H.
Hello, welcome to Put It In H. I'm your host, Terry Towner. Here's this. Let's test the
old. I think about doing my dot.
Yeah, sideshow bell. Sideshow bell.
Put It In H. Put It In H. Perfect. Yeah. We can get out of here, boy. 7:30.
Yeah, talking to the choir, man.
No, yeah. I see. Yeah.
But are you ready?
Yeah. Okay. I should have started then. Hello and welcome to Put It In H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the heck are you?
I am very well, Terry. Very well.